Michigan needs babies, and it needs the women who are willing to have them. That's the takeaway after demographer Kurt Metzger crunched the numbers and analyzed Michigan's birth rate. Just what's up with this anti-baby boom, and what might it mean for us as a state? Kurt Metzger is the director, of course, of Data Driven Detroit, and he joins us now from his office in Detroit. Hi, Kurt.
Hi there. How are you, Cynthia?
Good. So just how big is the drop in the number of babies being born in Michigan? How far back are you going?
Well, I went back just looking at the most recent period from 1990, because 1990 was the most recent high number after the baby boom years. 1990 was a big year for Michigan, and we have seen basically things dropping since then. It's about 25% drop in Michigan births since that period of time. In Detroit, we've seen a 55% drop in births.
In fact, I did see something that you had said, kind of to put it into perspective. This is about as low as it was during the World War II years.
Back in the mid-40s, right? It got as high as 195,000 births, and this was back in the right around 1960, toward the end of the baby boom, kind of the best years of the baby boom. And obviously, the population in Michigan was a lot less than it is today, but we were down to 114,000 births in 2011, which is the most recent.
So what do you think is behind this decrease? What's behind the anti-baby boom?
The anti-baby boom. Well, a couple things. I mean, one piece of it is that birth rates have been going down primarily because some people attribute it to the economic recession, that people decided to kind of postpone births at that period of time just because of economic reasons. But also, we've been seeing this go down for women overall, with the exception of women in their late 30s, early 40s. And I think a lot of that is attributable to women getting an education, women going into the labor force, women wanting to have careers, and either delaying childbirth because we still, as a country, have not really come around to parental leave and some of the other issues to allow women to have children and have a career. So a lot of women have been forced to kind of put that off. And many women have decided to either have one or maybe no child. So a kind of a combination of women seeing birth rates going down because of that, but also economic reasons. And Michigan has the added benefit or deficit of the fact that we just don't have that many women in their childbearing years. We're not retaining them. We're not attracting them. And because of that, the combination of birth rates going down and the fact that you have a smaller base to begin with is going to lead to fewer births overall.
So that kind of popular image of, say, young graduates packing up and leaving Michigan, they're taking their baby-making possibilities with them.
That's exactly right. Baby-making is going out to other states.
I've seen that in my own family, actually. Our grandson's in Chicago.
You hear that over and over again.
Yeah.
And you have to realize that also Michigan has, I think the last I looked, the eighth lowest birth rate in the country. So we're right up there with the northeastern states, which tend to be older and tend to have lower birth rates. But Michigan is well beyond the curve. And we actually, if you look at the age structure of Michigan, we're aging faster than just about any state in the country. So this whole idea of births going down, but the fact is it really does tie into this idea of how do we get young creative people, many of whom aren't going to have children anyway. I mean, there is that tendency not to. But at least it gives us a chance if we can get women in their childbearing years to come and stay in Michigan.
We're talking with Kurt Metzger, who's the director of Data Driven Detroit, about his findings, basically Michigan needing babies because the birth rate in our state has fallen to rates that last seen in the mid-1940s. Now, it does seem that there are certain patterns that you can see throughout Michigan. I got the feeling in reading your writing, Kurt, that the women of the Upper Peninsula are doing their bit.
Yes, I looked at numbers for the counties. So instead of just looking at statewide numbers, I checked every county and I looked at the average number of births between 2000 and 2001 compared to 2010-11, the most recent. And essentially, 79 out of 83 counties saw drops in terms of births. So we saw a pattern across the state that most counties saw drops, some very significant. But three counties in northern Michigan, of the four counties that actually saw growth, we saw Houghton and Marquette. And it could be tied to universities. Maybe some university students are having children, or maybe because we have some numbers that folks from the universities are staying in those areas. And we also saw Iron County, which is not one of those hotbeds of births. But the three counties in the Upper Peninsula actually saw growth, and one other, Wexford County, in just south of Grand Traverse,
yes,
saw births. Well, go up.
It may have
to
do
with... I have no idea why.
Maybe colleges or maybe just long, cold winters. I don't
know. Well, it's kind of like rural Tennessee, right? What else do you do?
So, there you go.
But, you know, the numbers, obviously, we have a very small base to begin with. And,
sure.
And many of the counties up in the Upper Peninsula actually are seeing more people die than are being born. So, but it is good to see at least somewhere births are up.
Well, I guess, you know, I know we're kind of joking about long, cold winters, but getting a little serious, what do you see as the possible result for Michigan of this lower birth rate, both economically and then politically?
Well, what you do see, and I mean, it is beyond just the fact that we're not having children. I think you have to look at a number of the reasons behind that. And certainly you want, you know, births tend to show a vibrant economy, kind of a quality of life, that people are seeing this as a place that they want to have children and raise families. But it points to this fact that Michigan is still, no matter what, having a difficult time retaining young people coming out of colleges or retaining people, period, in terms of younger age groups, and we're not attracting them. So how do we start to attract the younger people, get them to decide that once they get married, that they want to have a family and they want to stay in Michigan? I mean, this is, you know, we talk about we want young people with college degrees. Certainly we want that. And there's no reason not to get young people with college degrees and keep them here in the state and have them decide that they're going to raise their family here in the state. So it's all the issues of, again, how does Michigan restructure itself so that it starts to attract a younger population. And really the trends that we're seeing, if you have lower births and you see your population 55 and over growing tremendously and your overall median age going up very quickly and actually doing it faster than other states across the country, that does not bode well when businesses are looking where to locate. They're looking for a younger educated workforce, but they're looking for a younger workforce. We also have to figure out, if we've got a higher percentage of elderly folks, how do we start paying the bills and how do we kind of keep that economy driving and how do we keep replenishing the population? We don't want, I mean, being a person who's over 55, I don't want people to look down on me, but at the same time, you have to have a base that's paying the bills for that older population.
Well, what we can say to all of our kids who are living in other states, come on home, Grandma will babysit for you. So come home and have your babies here.
Exactly. Instead, many of those kids are asking Grandma to come to them. So let's figure out how do we get them back here.
This grandma has done exactly that. I know the path to Chicago very well. Kurt Metzger, always a pleasure to talk with you. Kurt's the director of Data Driven Detroit. Thanks so much for talking with us, Kurt.
Bye-bye.